Welcome to the Digital Story Show, new tools for the creative mind. The Digital Story Show takes you inside with tips for the creative pursuit of photography, music, video, hardware, software, techniques, and hacks. You'll soon find yourself thinking less about buttons and menus and more about expressing the artist inside us all. Now the Digital Story Show with Derek Story.
Tuesday, September 30th, 2008, The Digital Story Show with Derek Story. Today's topic? I have a good one for you this week, folks. Backup. It's not just your pictures. So I'm going to talk about something today that I just don't think is on a lot of people's radar. And it has to do with not only preserving your photographs, your images themselves, but the work that you do on them also. So here's what I'm talking about. So I think by now most of us realize that when we take a photograph off our camera and we put it onto our computer, that we want to have another copy of that photograph somewhere else, whether it's on a DVD or a CD or an external hard drive, up on the network, wherever you happen to store your actual picture files. I think, you know, you realize that you have to have that somewhere else. You just can't go about through your life with just one copy of your picture on your computer hard drive and think that you're actually going to be allowed to get away with that, right? Because at some point, we know that hard drive is going to crash and you will lose everything that's on it if it's not backed up, or you will pay a lot of money to someone like DriveSavers to retrieve it for you, as much of it as they can retrieve for you, and it won't be in any sort of organization. You just get this blah, this mess of stuff that you will have to sort out again. So, so this is something that I think we all can agree on, that having backup copies of your pictures is just vital to what we do. Now, here's the thing that I think a lot of folks don't realize, and that's what today's show is about, which is the work that you do on those pictures is as not maybe as important as the pictures themselves, but it is important, right? Because it's your time. You have spent time working on your library, working on your catalog of images, doing things such as rating them, adding metadata, making adjustments, stuff like that. And, you know, those hours add up really fast. So, for example, let's say that you have 1 year's worth of photographs on your hard drive. And you've been a good kid, and you've backed up those masters, those original shots, onto a separate hard drive. But over the course of the year, you have also been a good kid in that you did some rating on your photos, so you know the good ones from the not-so-good ones. You've added metadata, such as captions, you know, where you took these things. You've added some keywords so that you can, you know, sort and find them. And maybe with RAW files, you've done some adjustments and things like that to improve the look of your photos. Now, over the course of the year, that's going to be a lot of time that you've spent doing that stuff. Now, at the end of the year, let's say that your hard drive crashes on your computer and everything goes away, all right? So you could say, well, I'm okay because I have all of my master images backed up on another hard drive. Right on. That's good. That's very good. Because otherwise you just might, you know, have to, you know, jump off a curb or something and twist your ankle out of frustration. But then you go, oh, wow, but, you know, they're all just sort of in folders and stuff. And I did all this stuff to my images over the course of the year, and that is gone, right? That's not a good thing. It's not as bad as losing everything, but, you know, that can be a depressing thought unless you're one of those people that have just never done anything to your images and then, you're back where you started. But for those of us that actually play with our images and I'm going to talk about three different applications today, that play with our images in Lightroom or in Aperture or in Bridge, we probably have some data at risk too, some metadata. And what I want to talk about today and what I kind of want to get you thinking about is that I want you to back up that work too, because your work is important. So I'm going to start with Lightroom. I'm going to start with Lightroom 2.0. And I'm also going to talk about Aperture and Bridge, but we'll start with Lightroom. So now in Lightroom, they have the catalog system, right? So this catalog is basically your database that has, all the information that is related to those photos to your master files. Now your master files, live somewhere. They either live on your hard drive or they live on another hard drive or they can live all over the place. And then you point your catalog to where those photos are. But then when you do things such as rate them and add captions and so forth, all of that information in Lightroom is stored in the catalog. Now, Lightroom does have a backup catalog feature, and you get to set, how often your catalog gets backed up. Now, in Lightroom 2, you actually go up, to the top menu bar there and go to Lightroom, and under that, you will see catalog settings. And that's where you get to set a lot of this stuff, such as how often your catalog gets backed up and so forth. But there's sort of a caveat here to that, in that one of the things that you'll see in catalog settings is where your catalog resides, your backup for your catalog resides. And the default is on your hard drive, on your local hard drive. Well, I start thinking about this for a second, and I'm going, well, that's not actually such a cool thing. I actually want my catalog backed up to an external hard drive, because the whole idea is if my hard drive goes down on my computer, I want my data safe. And probably it doesn't do any good to have my backup on the same drive as everything else, as my original catalog. So, so I'm looking around in the Lightroom preferences there, and I go, well, I'll just click on something and change my backup catalog to somewhere else. And I couldn't do it. Couldn't find, where to do that. And what I figured out is you don't get to change the location from the default setting unless you actually begin a backup. And so when you begin a backup, another dialog box comes, and then you can change the location for the backup catalog. So what I did was I have an external drive connected at all times at my workstation. I have a couple of them, actually. So I set up a folder on that external drive, Lightroom Catalog Backup 2008. And then I initiated a backup in Lightroom, and then I changed the location, for where that backup's going to be to my external drive, and then I proceeded. Then that way, when the backup happened, it actually happened on another drive. Now, this is something, maybe there's a way to set the default location. I couldn't figure it out. And so if someone knows how to do that, please add a note, a comment to the show notes and tell the rest of us how we could, permanently set this location to be somewhere other than our local drive. But, by doing that, then, now all the work that you do in Lightroom is, in the database is saved to another location. So if, heaven forbid, your hard drive goes down on your computer, then all of your work, that you did in Lightroom is saved out on a backup catalog file that you can right away use. Now, with time, these files can grow because they also store, lots of different types of information, previews and so forth. So, and every time that you back it up, it actually creates a new folder with the date of the backup. So, over time, these folders can add up. You don't need to keep them all, in my opinion. I think you only need to keep the latest one. And so over time, you can trash some of the other backups once you have, let's say two or three, keep the latest two or three and get rid of the rest. So you have to do a little management there. But again, this is the way that you save your work in Lightroom, so that not only are you backing up your pictures, you're backing up everything that you do to them, and that can add up. Now, in Aperture, you have a similar situation. It's called something else. This time it's called the Vault. And in Aperture, you have two ways you can work on backup. So if you have a managed library, which means that you upload not only your master files, but you know, everything that you do to them, they all go into a container, an Aperture container, and all that work is in one place. So when you have a managed library and you get to choose which, you know, how this works during the import, near the top of the import dialog in Aperture, you get to choose, you know, if this is going to be a managed library or if you're going to have reference files and, you know, you're just going to have Aperture point to files that live somewhere else. You make that choice when you import, and you can always change your mind. Aperture allows you to change your mind. So if you're going the managed library route, then you're in pretty good shape, because then when you use the Vault feature in Aperture, which is the backup system, the incremental backup system, it backs up everything. It backs up your master files. It backs up all the work that you do to them, all of your metadata, your star rating, your keywords, everything. It all gets backed up. And that backup is to an external drive. So you connect an external drive to your computer. You set up a Vault in Aperture, and you have everything backed up. And then a few days later, after you've added more pictures and done more work to your library, you just say, update my Vault, and then Aperture will only update the things that have changed since the last time you updated it. And it's a very nice system. Now, the thing about it is a lot of folks don't like to use the managed library approach to Aperture. They like to have their master files live in some structure that's outside of the Aperture container. So let's say they already have some system set up on an external drive where all their master images are neatly organized in folders. And all they want to do then is point Aperture to those folders, but not actually bring those images inside the Aperture container. Now, that's great. That's a great system. But the thing that I think people forget sometimes when they're doing that, then, you know, you have to have your own backup system, right? So not only are you responsible for backing up your master images, but you need to also back up, you know, all the information that you create in Aperture about those images, rating, keywords, all that sort of stuff. And so even if you're using the referenced file approach, the reference library approach, in Aperture, you still want to create a Vault for your Aperture library, and you still want to have it on an external hard drive. Now, when you use the Vault in this scenario, it won't obviously back up your masters, because they're not inside the Aperture container. They're somewhere else. You got to take care of that on your own. But what's so important about using the Vault, even with a reference library, is that it will back up all of your work. You know, all this metadata and all these things that you do to these images are still in the Aperture container, and you still need to back that up, because it's that plus wherever your masters live equals, you know, the totality of your investment of all of your work. So, you know, I want to, you know, just kind of make the point, even if you use the referenced file approach, the reference library approach in Aperture, make sure that you create a Vault and make sure that you back up regularly to an external drive, so that not only do you have your master files, you also have all of your work. Okay? So there's Aperture. Now, the third scenario is Bridge. And, you know, Bridge is very cool, and it's getting a whole lot cooler, as you'll see when CS4 comes out. And with CS4, I believe that Bridge is a legitimate photo management application. It the improvements to it are so substantial that, and like I said, I've been working on a book on this, and I'm all excited about it, and I think it's cool. And I'm going to be using, you know, I'm going to be adding the Bridge workflow to my existing workflow, which is based around Aperture, and the two work together really nicely. But again, if you're shooting RAW and you're working in Bridge, and you're pointing Bridge to a folder of images, and you start doing things like rating them and adding keywords and all that metadata, then Bridge is creating XMP files, and they're putting them in the same folder as your raw files, and then suddenly you've got a whole lot of work sitting in there alongside your images. Now, in the Bridge workflow that I outline, I basically say that you should use Photo Downloader to bring your images off your memory card onto your computer. And there's, Photo Downloader is part of the package that comes with Photoshop. And you have an option there to back up your originals onto a separate drive while you're downloading the images. It's very nice. So you can send, you know, one set of images to your computer and set another set of images to a separate drive at the same time. Very cool. But the thing is, then, that's not the end of your, you think you're backed up, but then let's say you do a whole bunch of work in Bridge on those pictures. Well, you've just created a ton of XMP files, or you've updated XMP files that you already had, because that's what Bridge will do. It'll update the file as you add metadata. Well, you want to back up those files too, right? And what I think you should do is that, you know, every so often, you should make a copy of those XMP files and then put them in the folder where the originals live on the backup drive, so that your backup drive not only has your master images in there that maybe were put on there way back when you first downloaded your images, but it also has all the XMP files that represents the work that you've done to those images, you know, since they've been on your computer. And again, so it's not just, you know, your original pictures, it's the work that goes with them. Now, I use Aperture and Bridge a lot together, and more now than ever. I really like them. I use them for different things. I use Aperture to, that's sort of my primary database that, you know, that houses everything. And so it's the way that I organize stuff. But I use Bridge a lot because sometimes I just want to point Bridge to a memory card and just, you know, look at the images and find something that I like and use all the cool tools in Bridge to do that. Sometimes I just want to point Bridge to, you know, where folder files are on my hard drive and work with them. Like someone brings me over a DVD full of images, I can just put the DVD in my computer, point Bridge to them, and I have everything there, and I can, you know, just take what I need and so on and so forth. I mean, it's really a super handy tool. So one of the things that you can do, or one of the things that I do anyway, you know, with Aperture being my primary library, is that I add a lot of metadata in Aperture. I add description, which is the caption, and I add copyright, add my creator name, my author name. I add city, state, country. You know, I add quite a bit of metadata. A lot of it's just automated, you know, and it happens on upload. So I can use that metadata that I, you know, enter in Aperture. I can see that in Bridge. So for instance, if I export a bunch of master files out of Aperture, you know, you can export a master, which is the original file, original raw file, or you can export a version of it, which is one that you've worked on. Either way, you have the option of including the IPTC data that came that you created. So when I export out of Aperture, let's say that I want to export out into a folder, it's going to be a different drive. If I export out the metadata with it, which is an option that I have in the export dialog box in Aperture, then when I open those images in Bridge, I have a whole bunch of metadata there waiting for me. I don't have to re-enter it. Now, I don't have everything. For instance, I don't have my ratings, my star ratings that I did in Aperture. That doesn't show up in Bridge because they use a different technology to do that. And I'm changing the page here because I actually have a list here of the stuff, though, that comes over. So in Aperture, if I enter, information under credit, you know, my name, that shows up in Bridge as creator, caption, in Aperture shows up as description in Bridge. Keywords shows up as keywords. City shows up as city. Province/state in Aperture shows up as state/province in Bridge. Country name shows up as country, and copyright notice shows up as copyright notice. So all of those fields, all of those IPTC fields, can travel with my image when I export out of Aperture onto the hard drive, an external hard drive or optical disk, wherever. And I can see that in Bridge. And so that's pretty handy stuff. So anyway, so the point of this whole discussion is that, you know, there's a lot more to your photography than just the images that you originally captured. And you have work associated with it, and you want to hang on to that. So regardless if you're using a Bridge or Aperture or Lightroom, you know, three of the better ways to manage your photos, you have options with all three of these photo management systems to save your metadata, to save the work that you've done. And I encourage you to do that. And if you're not doing that right now, please do. Please make a note in your calendar for the next rainy day that comes up is that you will back up this metadata and make sure that you're protected, that your work is protected as well as your pictures. Okay, so that's that for now. I'm going to talk a little bit about photo assignment. So the current photo assignment ends today, actually, September 30th. So if you haven't entered, submitted your photo assignment for September yet, you have today to get that in. The photo assignment for August is published. I put it up. The gallery is up, and it looks terrific. The August gallery is competition. And so that's on the site right now. And then as of tomorrow, we'll have a new photo assignment for October. And that photo assignment is missing. And that's kind of interesting. Missing. So it could be, for instance, like a shot where you've got a whole bunch of stuff, and then clearly one of those pieces of stuff is missing. And or it could be more metaphorical than that. Missing. I mean, it really has just, I think it has a lot of potential. And that's our photo assignment for October. So you have all of October to get your entry in. And I'd love to have a great turnout for October. So start thinking about missing and see if you can get something turned in for the month. I want to thank sponsors on the digital story. I want to thank LowPro and Expo Disc, part of Expo Imaging, Photomagico, and Red River Paper. All of them have tiles on, I think, practically every page of the site. So if you haven't gone over there and visited them, please do. They're hand-selected, and they all offer great stuff for Digital Story listeners. And I think that's going to do it for me today. We're in pretty good shape here. Take a look, you know, think about what I talked about today. Take a look at your system and just make sure you don't have any gaps in your backup. And I hope, you know, my hope is that if I just save one person's work over the next year, then I'm a happy guy. And then I'll be back next week, and I'm sure I'll have something else wacky to talk about. So until then, I hope you have a good week. Take some pictures. Back up your work, and I will see you here next week on The Digital Story. Bye-bye now.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, weblogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.